Good morning.
Good morning, how's it, gentlemen?
Taf Ayin Vav. We got up to Donin Ish Mi Ish Ve'in Donin Ish Mi Veha Ish. So we're on the end of the fifth line here on the daf. Shalut Talmidavet Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Talmidim Estim Mipnei Malo Yoradlem Yisrael Man Pa'amachat B'Shana. Why didn't the man just fall once a year? That way everybody would have a bank account of man instead of this craziness running out every single day, going and searching for the man in front of your door, miles away. Amar lehem, he said to them, I'll tell you, Sholokom Mashal, let me give you here a fable, so if you can understand. Lama davar dome, melech basar v'adam sheyesh lo ben echad, a human king who has an only son. So he decided, okay, he's going to give his son an allowance. He gives him one day a year. He gives him his allowance for the whole year. Of course, he doesn't see the kid for the whole year. So he decided maybe it's a better idea to give him an allowance every day. So after he decided to give him his allowance every morning, lo and behold, all of a sudden his son remembered to show up every morning. So Af Yisrael, mi sheyesh lo arba av v'chamisha banim. There's a man with a family, he's got 4 or 5 kids in the house. Hayadoe, he would sit around worrying, vom Hashem lo yared man l'machar. What's going to be tomorrow? We may starve to death. And zikulonu beitim b'ra'av. Nimtzu'u kulam mechavnim et libam la'aviyem shebashamayim. So, because of that, it turns out that it basically everybody remembers HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, and they have to be mispalel, they have to be tochen, and they have to keep their madrigas, that the man would fall where it was meant to fall, and that way they would basically end up in the Kabbal Pnei Avim Pavim Sheba Shemayim. It's sort of an interesting article of a woman who died leaving a will, explaining her Hanhoga. And she explained that she didn't have any money to give her kids. She was living alone. And she wrote, and you know I don't have any money. Because you'll notice that every time that you came, or any of the kids came, I always gave you a gift. You know why? It's that way I got to see you. I noticed that as I experimented, said as the value of the gifts went down, the visits became less frequent. So I figured, okay, we'll reach the balance, but at least you'll know that it's kedai to come. They're a very fine family, warm family, not monetarily motivated, but it's an insight into the human reality. You give something, and the kids want to be there. So the Maisa, the Gemara, is giving a very, very down-to-earth fundamental.
Into the brothers of saying,
well, that's from our point of view, but this is remarkable thing. Very, very good night to remember for parents and grandparents. Yeah. But then it's nice.
Father's infernal
Abraham
was very much.
Very much.
So what he used to do?
He always had a little drawer, and anytime any of the grandchildren would come in, he would open up the drawer, would let them choose a gift, and every single time. Yeah. We had a vast library downstairs of children's books, anything that you could possibly want, we'd pick up from our room. They would always come in. It would always be fun. Very interesting. Yeah. Dover Acher. The other reason why we want the man to be there every day, you want the man while it's still warm. You know, it came down, it's all nice and warm, delicious. And you're going to have it once a year. What are you going to freeze it in there? You're going to keep it frozen in the freezer over there in the midbar. Dover Acher mitnei masui hadera. Can you imagine lugging around a year's worth of money? This way, you don't have any problems of traveling. Uchvar haya Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shmuel apparently was not there, at least not in the Mechilta, not in any of the other Gersos, but in any event, they usually the Gers of Rabbi Tarfon is a Kenyan. Yoshvim va'oskim b'parashat haman. They were sitting, they were looking into the yukim of this parasha. And Rabbi Elazar HaModai was there. He was a Talmud at the time, and he was Yosher Biniyah. Na'ana Rabbi Elazar HaModai v'amar. We know that he was a famous darshan that everybody held in his later years was viewed as the Makor of Haggadah. Yomar, so he gets up and he says in front of Rabbi Tarfon, Man shiradam Yisrael ayagavua shishimama. That the man would fall 60 amot high. Amalo Rabbi Tavar, hey, you kid from Modai. Ad matayat megavev dvarim of Avielin. Why would you be sitting over here? Megavev is a lot of mekoshesh, bringing a bunch of straw and piling it on our heads. What kind of nonsense? Amalo Rabbi, mikra nidorish. I'm just explaining the pasuk as it's written. I mean, I can't comment as to the meaning of it, the implications of it. I'm just saying this is what it means in the pasuk. Look what it says. When it comes to the Mabul, it says, Chamesh Esrei Amah Milamala Gavru Amayim Vayechusu Ha'arim. Doesn't it say over there that the water covered up the mountains? It was 15 Amot high. Now let me ask you something. 15 Amot high, obviously, if the water falls, it's not going to cover any mountains. Right? So, I mean, unless you think that the water may be flowed along the mountains, you know, went up and down instead of seeking out the lowest place. I mean, if you believe that. So, I mean, I ask you, if you Chamesh Esrei Amah Be'emek, Chamesh Esrei Amah Be'harim, I mean, how could the water possibly be 15 amot above the level of the ground? If you Maya Shuri Shrika, I mean, what? I mean, the water is being supported by these little invisible walls that keep them up exactly to that level. I mean, that's not the way liquids are, right? Furthermore, I mean, it would be a heck of a job for that teva to get anywhere. It would bump into the wall of water. How does it go up? I mean, it's got no, you know, it's got no propellers to push it up, right? So, I mean, the poor ark would be stuck in the lowest place there. So, teva echisah. So, Ella, obviously, the opening pasuk that talks about nifku'u kol ma'ayanot hom rabba, that came first. So, mi'ikara nifku'u kol ma'ayanot hom rabba. First, the underground springs opened up until the water came up on an overall level to the top of the mountains. From that point on, it rained. From that point on, covered everything, which was the surface already of the earth, 15 amot. Now, let me ask you the next question. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu express the various midot? Is it midah tova, midah puranut? Where do we find a greater passion and a greater giving? For good or for bad? Midah tova, midah puranut? We know that midah tova is greater than God's midah, where he needs to punish. Now, in the midah puranut, when it's talking about the mabul, how much of the giving min hashamayim opened? It says over there, arubot Hashamayim Niftahu. So that means that all of this rain came from the Arubot. So that means the windows inside of a door. So two windows, Arubot. On the other hand, B'midah Tovah, when it describes the man, and that was also given by raining down from the sky, what does it say over there? Vayitzav shechakim mima'al v'daltei shamayim patach. The doors of the heavens opened. The doors, two doors. Vayamter aleihem man lechol, and God rained on them man to eat. Udegan shamayim natan lama. Now, how many arubot are there in a door? There's four arubot in a door. You know, those little doors open up, two pieces on the top, two pieces on the bottom. Over here, you've got two doors. So you've got eight arubot, right? Eight arubot is four times as much as the two arubot, which were the arubot shamayim and the mabul. So if at the Mabul the water was 15 amot high, then that means you have to multiply that by 4 to see how high the man was. So it was 15 amot high in the Mabul. It was 60 amot high in the man. What are you complaining to me for? You don't like it? Go talk to the boss. I'm just telling you what it says. So kama robot yesh ba delet arba. Okay. And you've got two delets, so it's arba arba. Harekan shmona. Nimtza man shirad lehem liYisrael was 4 times 15. Govoa shishim ama. Tanya Isi ben Yehuda omer man shirad lehem liYisrael haya mitgaber v'yoleh ad sheroin otam kol malchei mizrach u'marav. The man went so high that it was seen by all of the kings to the east and to the west. Shenemar taroch lefanai shulchan neged zorirat. Because we find that Dovid HaMelech said that the shulchan which Shulchan that Hashem gives us was the Shulchan of the Man. It was Neged Tzorah, it was in their faces of our enemies. Enemies are all over. So that means it must have been visible to all their enemies. And the Pasuk continues, Kosi Rivaya, my Kos is filled. Omer Abaye, from that Pasuk we see, Shema min ha-kasa de David le-amadati 221 luga maksik. David HaMelech's Kos shel bracha in Olam Haba holds clearly the number of lugim that are in the word Rivaya, which is 221. Shenema Kos Rivaya, Rivaya begematria ochiavi. Yes, the Gemara, but getting back to that drasha, I don't understand the drasha. You're telling me I should multiply the amount of rain in the marble by four. But first of all, when you're comparing something that took place over a period of 40 days, you're comparing it to the man that fell, which fell every day, so it fell in an hour, right? How do you compare the two? Besides which, over there you're talking about 40 days over the entire planet. And here you're talking about the three parsot, 12 kilometers.
One's liquid, one's...
No, that's okay, but that I'm willing to tolerate. But you'd have to at least analyze the number of hours, which Tosfos Shevin does, the number of hours in the 40 days as compared to the falling of the man, and the surface area of the Makom HaYisrael as compared to the surface area of the earth. But you still end up with a heck of a lot more than 60. Why does he get only 60? So ask the Gemara, halodami, I understand, you're comparing two different things. First of all, the time is completely off. You have 40 days, abayim yom, keneged 1 hour, okay? And furthermore, the space, the area doesn't make sense. Now, hatam l'kulei alma, there the Gishamim was for the world, and Ovir was just for Makom Yisrael. In which case, nafish lutve, you end up with a lot more then multiplication by four. No, Rebbe Lazar Amoda'i is actually learning it out of the commonality of the word pticha. But the pticha, tarugot ha-shamayim, to the pticha, the daltei shamayim, is what he's comparing. So that pticha is a gila as to what that pticha means. Doesn't mean that it's literally comparing the two cases. Okay, back to our Mishnah, now that we've done the man.
When does this thing pile up with man?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah, then it melts.
It was close to the first.
Well, I was questioning whether you got to get any of it. Remember, you kept shoveling. Now the question is, did Tzaddik, as Rashi says, the Tzaddik would shovel, and he'd look, oh, look, it's full. And Rashi would keep shoveling, and keep shoveling. Very much like what happens in life. Of course, it's a little reversed, the Russian Masonic, but it's basically the same idea. Some people just keep shoveling. Okay, so the Mishnah said that there are basically, if you read the Mishnah, we'll forget about Shtiya for a moment, assume for a moment that's included, and then the Ilas Asandal, and the Tashrish Amita, and the Sikha, and there were five separate inuyim. Where do we get really? Hanichadisha inuyim keneged me. It's interesting that we should focus on five things. Like, what was the key to recognizing that there are five inuyim? Omer Avchista keneged chamisha inuyim Shabbat Torah. Look, if you take a look in the psukim, you find that the word inuy, in terms of Yom HaKippurim, is mentioned five times. What's very interesting is that the Torah, the Gemara now lists the Psukim backwards, starting from Pinchas, going back to Emor, going back to Akrei Mos, which bothers Tosfos quite a bit. But anyway, if you start in Pinchas, so it says, "Basar lachodesh hashvi hazeh mikra kodesh elachem, v'initem et nafshotechem." So there you go. You've got that first one. Then move back to Emor. And actually, this is Tosfos' excuse for why do we indeed do this, because we just got finished discussing the psukim earlier that were being read and so on. And we darshaned these psukim. We're going back now to start with the kriya. So we take those psukim, and now we go backwards to show you the number of inuyim. It's because these were the psukim that we had mentioned before. So then you have in Emor, you have Ach be'asar l'chodesh ha'shvi'i az yom ha'kippurim, v'niten et nafshatechem. Then you have the earlier pasuk also, well, it's not actually earlier, later pasuk in Emor, Shabbat Shabbaton u'lachem, v'niten. Then going back to Achrei Mot, you have also Shabbat Shabbaton Hilachem, not to be confused by Shabbat Shabbaton Hulachem, that way you can tell which one is which. And then you also have the Haitalachem, which was the Haitalachem Chukat Olam, Tanu et Nafshatechem. Tosfos asks, what about the sixth Pasek? Because Shulchan brought two Psukim, also from the Pinchas, which is a Kol HaNefesh Asher Lo Tu'uneh. Tosfos says, Asher Lo Tu'uneh is not at Tzivoy. As you were talking about, what are you supposed to do? Asher Lo Tu'uneh, whatever it was you're supposed to do, you didn't do it. But these are the five things you're supposed to do. Wait a second. Five things. The Mishnah didn't list five things, the Mishnah lists six things. But shtiya is not a separate thing. Shtiya is included in achilahi. The Omer Eish Lakish, minayin l'shtiya ki shi'ishi b'chlal achila, sh'nema v'yakalta l'fnei Hashem lokecha ma'asar b'gancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. I just want to point out to you a fascinating thing. This issue of the achila and shtiya that we're now talking about in terms of five or six psukim, which as Tosfos pointed out, actually are six psukim, and the entire sugya that contrasts the inyanim of mon, which clearly achila, which is like a mabirim, which is sitting there achila, even according to Rabbi Akiva up on Har Sinai, connected the inoy and Yom HaKippurim, where you're basically the equivalent situation, which you're no longer human and you're lechem abirim, and therefore you don't have anything to eat. So fascinating. But lemaisa, the achila v'shtiya interrelationship, actually we just had, which is the kosi rivaya. You'll notice that kosi rivaya, that we're dashing, has been so important for David HaMelech, is because the entire nature of David HaMelech is the result of sova, which is shvuas, which was his birth, which were the britot of sova, sheva pamim sheva atikur sheva la sova. But the word rivaya, as Rashi says in Tehillim, means sova. Except that it's a liquid. But that was Rus. Lamanik Rishma Rus, because she was Rifsa, like Kodesh Baruch Hu. She gave Rivayat to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the interrelationship of Achila Vashtiya is actually David Verus, both of which come back to the Nesira Satera, which ends up being Matukan. And Yom HaKippurim, anyway, some interesting.
And Lachem, which is about real.
I mean, obviously. So the whole issue is Lachem.
But that's real.
And David.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big Lachem. Rus. Okay. You got it. I'm ready to move. Okay. So, how do we know that Achila and Shtiya are interrelated? And that basically, we can look at them as the same thing. Because it says, eat Tirosh. How do you eat Tirosh? Tirosh is chamra, isn't it? Tirosh is wine. And it says over here, eat Tirosh. So you see that eating, drinking, basically, it's like what your mother always told you about eating milk, you know? V'dilma da'akle ha'yedea nigron. How do you know that it means that you drink the wine when it says Tirosh? Maybe it means pour wine into your borscht and have your, not real liquid borscht, but a beet stew. And then you'll be eating wine. Diyoma Rabba Bar Shmuel, Anigron is Maya the Silka. We call Anigron, even though it says Maya, that's because of the context that it's being brought over there. It's referring to the water that's left over. It doesn't really mean a liquid borscht. So it means a tafshil of the selik. Aksigron is Maya de Kula Shalki, other types of vegetable stews. But in any event, I mean, are you certain that it means to drink? So you can't really prove it from here. Ela Omer of Akaba Yakaba, I can prove it. Mihaka. It says, Venatata Akesef Vecholashata Avenav Shecha, Babakaru Batson, Bayayinu Bashechar. Now, the Shechar, clearly, is Shtiya. The Torah calls this achila, as it just said, achalta fnei Hashem lokecha. Well, I don't understand. So maybe it means you haven't proven anything. That's the same question. Maybe it means you eat the beverage by mixing it in a stew, so it actually is a solid. No, here you can't say that, you see, because sheikhar means that it's intoxicating. Midi de mesharkes. You have to drink it in a way in which it's mode of intoxication. And that's certainly not by pouring it into a stew. Well, there are solids that are intoxicating. I mean, how do you know that it means necessarily wine poured into a stew? Maybe it's referring to, let's say, a Devela Ki'ili. The elephants get really high on that one. Right? They do. That's the so the Devela Ki'ili basically is a type of there's a lot of food, but it's a type of fig that gets very, very
fermented.
And you get high on it. Titanya achal devela kielit, or shata dvash chalav v'nichnas l'migdash, you'd be loken, because you can get high on all of these things. You notice that babies are always high? Ela yolif shechar shechar minos. The raya that the only reason we don't notice is because we're also always drunk. We're always drunk. You don't drink milk, you don't even notice. Yolif shechar shechar minazir ma lahalan yayin. Just like by the nazir we know, because the Torah says beferish, that it's talking about the anavim. So it's got to be referring to wine over there. So afkan yayin. And therefore, when the Torah says shechar, it's referring to wine, which means it cannot be referring to wine that's mixed in a solid. So it means that drinking is basically eating. Ask the Gemara, the tirosh chamrahu. You're telling me that tirosh refers to the wine? I always thought that tirosh refers to the fruit of the vine, which is the grape. And then, okay, out of the grape you make wine, but maybe that's all the Torah is referring to. Eat tirosh. No, I understand why. I mean, you brought me a rife of shekhar, but when you said before, eat tirosh. I mean, if tirosh is grapes, so why can I eat grapes? Why were you assuming that it had to mean wine? Says the Gemara. I don't understand. Isn't it? Falaf chamro? Wait, first up, sorry, skipped. Vatanya. Hanoder min atirosh asur b'chol minei mitikal mutar b'yayin. If somebody says, I hereby vow not to take pleasure in tirosh, he's not allowed to have any kind of candies, fruits, and so on, but he is allowed to drink wine. So obviously, tirosh is anything but the wine. I understand. V'laf kamro, tirosh isn't wine. I mean, it's always used as wine. It says, v'tirosh yinovev betulot. So this means, I mean, the only way to read it is wine causes the virginess to move their lips. So somebody's keeping something inside, boy, does it open up. So that seems to be wine. I mean, certainly munching on grapes. I never noticed anybody starting to get high and talking on grapes. Well, that could mean tirosh, meaning the fruit of the vine, which then, of course, is used as wine. So dover haba mina tirosh, yoveh betulot. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean the tirosh per se is, you know, yoveh betulot. Okay, well, what about vachtiv? V'tirosh yikavecha yifrotzu. What is a yekev, my dear? A yekev is a wine vat in front of a press, right? So obviously, if the tirosh is in the yekev, nobody puts grapes inside the yekev. It's the wine that's in the yekev. That also, maybe that means the tirosh, the massive tirosh that you will have, will bust your yekev. You'll have so much. Maybe that's what it means. Dover haba mina tirosh yikavecha yifrotzu. Well, what about aktiv znut v'yayin v'tirosh yikach leiv? Okay, what are you going to do about that one? Tirosh and wine will steal away your heart. I mean, it can't mean grapes. Grapes don't steal away your heart, huh? No, kuli alma tirosh chamra. Yeah, of course tirosh is chamra. That's not a question. But b'nedorim halecha achar lashon b'nei adam. You cannot ask from the way that we paskin. You cannot ask from the way that we paskin in inyanim of nedorim, where over there it's going according to what the person intended. The Torah doesn't define the neder, the person defines the neder. The way that the word tirosh is generally used is indeed as sweet things, and not wine, in common speech. By the way, that's true even today. You'll find pizzuchiniot called tirosh.
So
little stores that sell these sweet things and so on. I've seen them called Tirosh.
Based on this.
But
so the mash is
water.
The last cup up here is fresh.
Doesn't matter. The grapes, but not the wine. Right. So when we use it, taking it from the grapes, move on. You know, to other mitzikot, which are similar. Vamai kori leyayin, vamai kori leTirosh. Why here in the pasuk does it mention separately zut, yayin, and Tirosh? Here it's got two, and all over. I mean, why does it have two ways of being referred to? Well, it's called yayin because it's a lashon of yai, shemevi yala la la ola. You take a look at how much misery is caused by alcohol, and that's why we call it yayin. And it's called tirosh because kala mitgarebo, anybody who wants to get into his alcohol, nasirash, he rapidly becomes poor, finds himself an alcoholic out on the street. Rifkahana Rami, Rifkahana points out that it's a contradiction in the psukim. On the one hand, I mean, the way it's written is tirash, and yet we call it tirosh, and that's because zakha nasirosh. Somebody who knows how to use wine properly, it makes him, puts him up there. Lo zakha nasirash, but if not, it's going to impoverish him.
Oh, wow.
Rava, some people are loud all the time. Rava run. Tiv yisamach levavenosh. And yet we read this. It's really written. Some Rabbi Yochim explains that the way we're supposed to be reading this is Ktiv yish mah, because we often use a chet as a hey. Hey and the chet are interchangeable. So that would mean a lashon of shimama, destruction, you know, just emptiness. Vikarinan yisamach, yain yisamach. So Zocha, somebody who zocha to his wine properly, indeed misamcho, makes him happy. Lo zocha mishamimo, but if not, it just erases him, makes him just empty and hopeless. Even according to Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't explain the chet and the hay exchange, Rashi only stresses the samach, so to speak, the sin and the shin. But Rashi also says a lashon of shimamah. It's the question whether we're stressing the chiluf ha'otiyot hei with chet. Personally, I think Rashi is taking that for granted, just Rabbi Yochim speaks it out, but people think it's two different. Rabbi Yochim.
Is that
Rabbi Yochim? We show him on the Yuma.
If it's just a shin or a sin, how do you?
He says it would be a loshin, yishama. I'm telling you, I'm convinced he's assuming that the hei with chet. So it would mean to be mishamim. Vahinu diyama Rava, and you know what? Basically, Rava, that's what he always used to say about himself. He said, Chamra v'rechani pakrin, that it was the wine and the nice smells that I was brought up with, you know? Cologne, wine, nice life. That's what made me smart, basically. I mean, if it wouldn't have been that, I don't think my mind would ever develop the same way.
Should have started drinking earlier.
Yeah. Never knew when he'd be. Okay, so now we know achila, shtia. And then let's go on to rechitza and sicha. So washing, we're saying, and putting oil on your skin. Minolam dikra inui. How do we know that too, that the deprivation of that is called missing something? Take a look at Daniel. Daniel was in mourning over here 3 weeks. Lechem chamudot lo akalti, basar v'yayin lo ba'el pi, v'soch lo sachti. So you see that he puts together, we'll see in a moment how we know that's called Inoy, but he puts together no sicha, no achila of basar v'yayin, no achila of lechem chamudot. What is lechem chamudot, by the way? Omer of Yudabreda of Shmuel Barshilas, it means afila nahamad achiti dekaita lo ocha. Even good white bread he wouldn't eat. Rashi points out that the bigdei chamudot of Esav, the targum is dekaita. So chamudot is something really neat, clean, and choshev.
Like wonder bread.
Like wonder bread.
Well, why would you say even?
I mean, you don't expect people to be eating that brown stuff.
The health.
Why would it be eaten?
Through.
What's that? Why eat? Isn't that lechem, the finer quality? Why would you be saying even this stuff?
No, and then in terms of Basar, Yayin, and so on, he ate bread, but he wouldn't even eat good bread.
He wasn't eating any bread.
No, right. And that's not only did he deprive himself of quality foods, meat, and wine, and so on, but even decent bread he wouldn't eat. Okay, that's all very nice, but you haven't shown me that that's called inui. Oh, yes, chassid. Vayomer Eli, because when Gabriel appeared to him, he said to him as follows, Al tira Daniel, ki min hayom harishon ashenatata libcha lahavin ulehitanot ifnei Elohecha, nishmu dvorecha, vani bati bedvorecha. So that from the time that you began depriving yourself, I was already involved in getting your petition heard. Okay, so clearly it's called inui, and the pasuk recognizes it as inui. And since it says sach lo sachti, so that means that sicha is inui, depriving yourself of sicha. Okay, ashkan sicha, fine, you've explained to me the use of oils, anointing agents, but rechitza minala, where do you get the idea that showering would be inui, not to shower? On Reb Zutra, Reb Tuvia, on Makra, it's a different pasuk. That is the pasuk v'tavo kamayim bekirbo ucheshemen ba'atzmutav. So something that comes like water into his insides, sounds like drinking, but we'll ask about that for a moment, and like oil on his bones. So maybe that means kishtiya. Maybe that means drinking water. How do you know it means washing? No. Shemen doesn't mean drinking shemen, does it? It says kishemen batzmotav. So just like shemen is referring to me'avroi, the shemen means a topical application of mayim me'avroi, a topical application of H2O, which is generally referred to as showering. And therefore, that's called rechitza, so it's an inu. You know, it's very interesting that you chose to look at the pasuk like that, because there's a Tana who looks at the pasuk the exact opposite way. Vatana ipcha kanasivla titznan minayin lesicha shikishtiya biyom hakipurim. How do we know that anointing oneself is the equivalent of drinking? Well, afa pishen raya ledavar, I can't prove it, but zeich ledavar, there's certainly an indication in this pasuk, shenema, vatavo kamayim bekirbo, v'chashem en v'atzmotav. So the Tana is learning drinking, but this water is drinking. And since it compares it to sicha, so we learn that sicha is like drinking. You're doing the exact opposite. You're taking the sicha as the given, and the mayim is not drinking, but it's mayim on the outside. So basically, you took this pasuk and totally inverted it from what the Tana does. So I don't think this is a very good raya. Elam Ravashi, I'll tell you, it's very simple. The original intent, when you asked Rechitza v'sicha minolan, and we answered with the pasuk of Daniel, that's all included, because what Daniel said was Rechitza b'gufa d'krasha b'yale. We can learn out Rechitza from the same exact words of Daniel, which he referred to in the pasuk t'sicha. Because why do you think he needed to say v'soch lo sachti? Just say v'lo sachti. So v'soch lo sachti is coming to tell me that I didn't do any type of application, not of real sicha, which is shemen, and not of the pre-sicha, which is water. Soch lo sachti. It means I didn't shower, and I didn't follow it up, obviously, with a oil, bath oil, because I never took the bath. So it's soch lo sachti. What is Gavriel referring to when he says, Vani bati bidvarecha, and I immediately came to take up your battle. This is a long battle through the next stop, and probably we'd be wise to leave it for tomorrow, because otherwise we will be here for quite some time. We won't have much to do tomorrow. Shalom, Tommy Davis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mitei Ma'al, Lo Yarad Lehem, Ma'am Yisrael, Ma'achat B'Shana, Amar Lehem, Shalachem Masha. למה הדבר דומה? למלך בשר ודם שיש לו בן אחד, פסק למזונותיו פעם אחת בשנה. Sure enough, לא היה מקביל פני אביו אלא פעם אחת בשנה. So he decided, מה פסק מזונותיו בכל יום? And there you go, היה מקביל פני אביו כל יום. אף ישראל, מי שיש לו ארבעה וחמישה בנים, היה דואג, אומר, איי, שם לא ילד, מה למחר? נמצאו כולם מתים ברעב, נמצאו כולם מכבדים את ליבם לאביהם שבשמיים. דבר אחר, if it's every day, it was nice and warm. דבר אחר, מפני מסוי הדרך. וכבר היה רבי טרפן וזקנים יושבים ועסקים בפרש הזמן, והיה רבי אלעזר המודאי יושב ביניהם. נען הרבי אלעזר המודאי ואמר, מן שירד לנו ישראל היה גבוה 60 אמר, אמר לו רבי, מודאי עד מתי אתה מגבל דברים ומאבי עלים? אמר לו רבי, מקרא אני דורש. 15 אמר מלמעלה גברו המים ויחוסוי הערים, ובי 15 אמר בעמק, 15 אמר בערים, וכי מה ישור ישורי כאן? Not to mention the fact that טבע איך עסקה. אלא נפקו פרסט, מי קרא נפקו כל מעיינות אומרה בעד האש ומאי בעד איתורי. Then, רק 15 אמר מלמעלה גברו המים. Now, איזה מיד אמרו? מיד הטוב ומיד הפורענות. אני אומר מידה טובה, ממידה הפורענות. Okay, so it's got at least be equal, right? Now, במידה הפורענות הוא אומר, רובות השמיים נפתחו. במידה טובה הוא אומר, ויצף שחקים ממעל ודלתי שמיים פתח, ויאמר עליהם מן לאכוף ודגן שמיים לאתן למו. כמה רובות יש בדלת? Usually there's four. Two דלתות is 4-4, הרי כאן 8. So נמצא מן שירד למסור, גבוה 60 אמה. תניא איסי בן יהודה אומר מן שירד למסור למתגבר ולעת שונת וכל מאחרי מזרח ומערב שנאמר תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי. What's the meaning of כוסי רוויה? אומר רבי ישבה מן הכיס כאן בקסה דודוד לעמדיאתי 221 מוגה מחזית שנאמר כוסי רוויה רוויה בגמת שרפי הרי. But wait, לא דם יתה compare the marble to the man. Hatam barba in yumin vachachadashaita hachalakulei alma hachaliyisrael lechudei, which turns out to be nafish lutvei. True, but Rebbe Elazar Hamoda'i pticha pticha gamar. Also b'achila hanichanisha nuyin kineged mi om Rav Chisdecha neged chamisha nuyinim shabatorah be'asorach be'asor shabat shabaton shabat shabaton hayta lachem hanichamisha havu be'anan shita tenan. שתייה בכלל אכילה היא, ואומר שלא כשביניים לשתייה שבכלל אכילה שמר ואחר תפני שם בקחה. מעשר דגנך תירושך ויצרך תירוש ישחם, לא נדלס קורא לי ואכלת. Well, maybe it means that I had a negron. After all, I'm a rabbi by Shmuel. A negron is my silka. It's a negron, my kudoshalki. And I'm a rabbi by Yaakov Meacha. Note the rotz. It says, "Natata kesev chala shetave nafshecha." Baba karo batzon bayainu vashecha. Not shecha is definitely shtiya. Kari rachmane veachalt. How do you know it's definitely shtiya? Do you know when I'm diach by a negron? No, it says shecha. That means if it is a mishaker. So maybe it means a solid mishaker, like a dvela kili. The Tanya Achal dvela kili shetat dvash v'chalav nefes nefes. Loke Elo yoliv Shechar Shechar Minozia Mala halam Yayin Afkan Yayin. Wait a minute, you assume that Tirosh was Chamra? Ah, it says Anodim in Atirosh Asur b'chol minei mitikel Mutter b'yayin. Ah, come on man, Lulav Chamra V'aktiv Atirosh Yinaveh betulot. Maybe that just means Dov Rabam in Atirosh Yinaveh betulot. Well, what about V'tirosh Yikavecha Yifrotzu? Well, maybe that means the rabbam and the roshik avecha yifrotzim. Okay, well, what are you going to do with this one? Zdut v'yayin v'tiroshik achlev, huh? Now what, grapes? Elo v'kulei alma tiroshik amravu v'nedarim alecha chalashon b'nei adam. Why is it that it has both the name of yayin and tirosh? Yayin shemivi yayayay le'olam and tirosh shekola mitkarebo naserash. Rivkana rami, k'tiv tirash, ukarina tirosh, zakha naserosh, lo zakha naserash. Rava Rami, Ktiv, Yishama, Vekarina Nisamach, Zacha Mesamecho, Lo Zacha Meshamamo. Vahinu Diyama Rava, Cham Rava Rechani, Pakchim. Rechitza Vesicha Minolam, Deikri Inui, Dechtiv. Lechem Chamudot Lo Achalti, Basar Vayayin Lo Baal Pi, Vesof Lo Sachti. Mar Lechem Chamudot Lo Achalti, Yom Rabi Rav Reda Rav Shmo Bashilat. Afilo Naham Adachiti Dekaita Lo Acha. Uminolam Dekoshiv Ki Inui, Dechtiv, Vayom Reilai, Al Tira Daniel, כי מן היום הראשון אשר נתת את לבך להבין ולטענות לפני אלייך נשמעו דבריך ואני באתי בדבריך. אשכחן שיחה רחיצה מן העולם, אומר זאת לבר טוביה, אומר קרבה תבוא כמים בקרבו ופך השמן בעצמותיו. Maybe that means מים like שתייה. No, do you mean a shemen? Shemen is me'avroi, so the mayim also has to be me'avroi. Well, the Tana says just the opposite. Dutzvah minayin l'sikha shikishtiyah v'yom ha-kipurim alfa pishen raya l'davar zech l'davar shenemar v'atovo kamayim, obviously drinking water, the kirbo u'chashemen v'atzimutav, which reverses the meaning of the water and reverses the lama to the malame. Elo amr avashi v'fitza b'gufit ha-krosh m'yali v'tiv v'so lo sakti mayvani bati b'dvarecha. Hold on to the next exciting episode.